room full of pets can melt a heart or delight a child, but humane officers say too many animals can be a sign that something's wrong. You've likely seen or read news accounts of dozens of sick animals being removed from a home or farm. Many times, so-called hoarders are trying to nurse sick animals back to health. But Humane Officer Renee Stadola says when hoarders collect more animals than they can take care of, they do more harm than good.
Animal hoarders very much care about their animals, but in actuality, the animals are suffering. They're being neglected. They're not getting the basic needs that they need. It's just very disheartening because this person genuinely does care. They're not doing this, truly don't understand what's going on.
Friends, family, and neighbors can tell something's wrong if a hoarder can't refuse a new animal or won't find a new home for a healthy animal. Experts say hoarders are looking for surrogate children or love substitutes. Stadola says treatment is important.
It's an actual psychological problem that psychologists are recognizing now and are looking into how to treat it. Because otherwise it's just a cycle that's going to repeat itself again. If you take away a person's animals, they're going to go out and get more if they don't get, you know, the help they need.
But the Dane County Humane Society says hoarding is not yet seen as a mental health problem, and not enough humane organizations and social service agencies work together. Terry Bell, Wisconsin Public Radio.